Welcome, listeners. I'm Daniel Wong. I'm your host for today at this podcast. And today we're going to talk about ad performance measurement for television. First and foremost, I'd like to thank Broadcast Beat and the NAB Show for this podcast opportunity. Today I have here with me Jack Wyrick, Director of Sales for Veritone. Welcome, Jack.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming out here. Before we begin, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
I've been in M&E for about 10 years, both on the rights holder side, working a little bit in sports, and then jumped over into the tech vendor side about 7 years ago.
Awesome. Yeah. And you've been with Veritone for quite some time now?
About 7 months, yeah. Excellent. But in the TV analytics space for those 7 years, so it's a nice transition into Veritone.
Well, great. Yeah. I think today we're here to talk about attribution for television, and given that your background on TV, would you mind telling us a little bit about some trends that you're seeing today in the TV space regarding ad performance and measuring the effectiveness of campaigns?
Sure. So one of the things that we're seeing is that television broadcasters, both national and local, are really hungry for alternative or supplemental modes of advertising measurement. They're really looking for that same effectiveness that they've seen from digital. And as you would expect, these advertisers are making their requests down to the networks and down to the affiliates. So while still effective in its own way, we see that the account executives down in the local stations that are selling those little spots and dots are exhausted by selling against the GRPs.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. Any other types of trends you're seeing?
Any solution that can help to tell a compelling story for the advertiser. So what do I mean by that? It's, you have to remember that television advertising is still almost entirely manual with a human sitting at the center of that system. So if the burden of meaningful measurement can be automated and elevated, then the account executive in their market can shift from scrambling to prove that return on ad spend and move to consulting the advertiser to a more meaningful ad spend. It's really participating and sitting on the other side of the desk alongside the advertiser and helping them to orchestrate their campaigns in a more meaningful way.
That's cool. In terms of technologies doing that, what are those technologies are enabling that, and which are the ones that are getting attention and why?
Anything that closes the loop, that shows, broadcasters have to show clearance and delivery. But as we said, just a little bit ago, they need to show impact. They have to tie the advertising to some sort of consumer engagement. And they're seeing that in digital, that impression level data. It's that third step of tying it to impact that takes it a step further. And speaking, I'm taking it a step further. The solutions that we see as being most exciting are the ones that showcase the efficacy of both in-content placements and integrations as well as the actual spots.
Wow, that's interesting. And Veritone is obviously addressing this market in some way, shape, or form. And so I was wondering if you can tell us a little bit about what are you guys doing to address this market?
Yeah, so, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're looking at market trends, excuse me. But we really like to wrap our arms, give a bear hug to the power users within our user base. The enhancements that have been made since we launched our attribute application have almost entirely been built by customer feedback. So it's exciting that we get a lot of usage, a lot of adoption very quickly after they get their credentials, and then they come back and say, could you do this? Could you do that? And we vet those and bubble up to the top, the ones that really drive it home for them.
That's great. Now, where do you see TV advertising attribution heading in the future, and how do we take it to the next level?
So as you may know, Veritone is, we're an AI company. AI is injected in all parts of our technology throughout the entire media lifecycle. But as AI and machine learning matures, what we'll start to see is more thoughtful applications of those insights and that data. But what's more exciting, to look a little into the crystal ball, is as we see networks shift broadcasting over to IP, that impression level data that is very natural and normal for digital will start to reveal itself within television and help bridge that gap from the bridge the gap from understanding your advertising in a more meaningful way, and then helping TV to get those understandings that they're hungry for.
Great. Yeah. You know, you mentioned AI and TV attribution. How does that actually work, AI and attribution? How are you guys doing it?
Well, there's a bit of demystifying of AI that has to happen, and we're attempting to be that the tip of the spear, and we have a number of large partners like the Googles and Microsofts and the AWSs that are helping us to evangelize that. But AI is a part of our lives right now. If you have an iPhone and you use Siri or you use Google Home, you know, there's a certain amount of AI and machine learning built into that. But what we're working on right now is narrow intelligence, knowing a lot about a little, and then making that shift slowly over time to a more orchestrated AI, which is general AI, knowing a lot about a lot. So knowing a lot about a little is speech-to-text transcription. Siri on your iPhone, or what we use to create transcription for our live linear broadcasters that want to understand in near real time their live in-content integrations, and then their ad spots. So taking that same approach of keeping it simple, keeping it small, small meaning manageable, and adding in the additional layers of after transcription, you have face detection. So let's track your talent and ask the question, if I'm CNN, what is the value of Anderson Cooper's FaceTime versus Don Lemon's FaceTime versus Wolf Blitzer's FaceTime, and then the correlation of the content and the advertising that sits on either side of, say, a breaking news segment, and how does all of that work together in its own little micro ecosystem? So we're just applying narrow intelligence, transcription, face, logo, and then there's the other 13 categories that we have available to us. But yeah, AI is nothing scary. It's not HAL. It's not Skynet. It's very real, very purposeful, very meaningful.
Well, it sounds like this has given you guys the edge in the attribution world. And it's been very, very educational. Thank you for joining us today, Jack Wyrick from Veritone. I'm Daniel Wong, and I'm your host today. We're broadcasting live from Podcast Studio out in NAB Show. And if you want more information at Veritone, you can reach him at www.veritone.com.
That's right.
Great. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.